We'll start things off as we do each and every week. It's our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And it is the Fall Series, the second of five lame Fall Series events for the PGA Tour. Continuing the regular season. Actually, it's the postseason now. Regular season.
Postseason.
Yeah, the post-postseason, exactly. The regular season ended. The postseason was the FedEx Cup playoffs. That ended in Atlanta with the Tour Championship. So now we are in the post-postseason. It's the Justin Timberlake Shriners Hospitals for Children Open in Las Vegas, TPC Summerlin, 7,200-yard par 71 track. And after three rounds of play, a two-way tie for the top spot, two local names, Scott Piercy, a Las Vegas resident, and Chad Campbell, a UNLV alumnus, are both at 17 under par. Martin Laird, solo third at minus 16, one shot back. You got a four-way tie for fourth. George McNeil, Jeff Clouk, Bob Heinz, and Jason Bone are all at 15 under par, two shots off of Piercy and Campbell's pace. McNeil, by the way, is the 07 champion in this event. A three-way tie for eighth. Charlie Hoffman, Tom Pernius Jr., and Troy Madison are all at 14 under par, and then another shot back at 13 under par, four shots off the pace of the two-way tie for the top. Kirk Triplett, Hunter Mahan, Greg Chalmers, Ricky Fowler, and Ryan Moore, another UNLV alumnus. All five of those men are at 13 under par. But Pat, after three rounds of play, you got Scott Piercy, a relative unknown on the PGA Tour. He is a resident of Las Vegas and a dad for the third time. His wife just giving birth to their third child over the weekend, so he's had a busy weekend. And Chad Campbell, UNLV grad and a multiple winner on the PGA Tour, tied for the lead at minus 17.
Russ, I heard Chad Campbell and Hunter Mahan.
Exactly.
I lost
those are the names you recognize in this leaderboard.
It's like you said, you know, and I actually applaud Justin Timberlake for trying to do something to get some interest at this time of year. And he's got some decent players in this field. I mean, he's got a big field for this. But as we talked about multiple times, Russ, I just don't get the need, the feeling of the need, even if there's money involved and they can get sponsorships and stuff like that, to have pro golf tournaments at this time of year when you're battling hockey, football, college and pro, basketball starting up here, baseball playoffs. I was listening to some of this, believe it or not, on the PGA Tour Network, Russ, and Chad Campbell, somebody made a birdie, and I'm not kidding you, it sounded like two people were clapping. It was like, you know, it was like two people clapping. So I don't know how many people they get to come to this thing. Las Vegas, you know, when you're in Las Vegas, you're either gambling or you're playing golf. You're not usually there to go watch golf. So I don't know who's coming to Las Vegas to see
this
tournament.
That's a great point, Pat. Likely most of the fans attending this event are residents of Las Vegas. And as we know, there are not that many residents of Las Vegas. Most of them are in the service industry. They work in restaurants or casinos and stuff. Most of the people in Las Vegas on any given weekend are there visiting, and they're not likely to be, you know, coming into town and then finding out about a PGA tournament and then maybe immediately deciding, hey, let's go to that. They've got their plans already figured out for their vacation.
Right. And Summerlin's a nice – I played TPC at Summerlin's. Very nice course. Very, you know, relatively an easy golf course. So you can – if you're a regular handicapper, you can have fun on that golf course. But it is not close to downtown Las Vegas. It's like 40 minutes away from Las Vegas. So, again, if you're – like you're saying, a visitor or whatever, you're not going to make that trek out to Summerlin to go watch this. All that being said, Russ, I you know, it is a golf tournament. We're a golf show, so we're going to cover it. But, boy, there's just nothing really of excitement.
No sizzle at all.
Chad Campbell, I actually feel bizarrely sorry for guys like Chad Campbell, who almost won a major and has won multiple times on the PGA Tour, that he has, you know, he's a UNLV graduate. I understand that. But isn't it weird? Like, Russ, it's almost like embarrassing that he has to play in this.
Yeah,
in
no
a weird
doubt.
Way.
And he did the 2 years ago, he kind of salvaged his 2007 PGA Tour season by playing in the Fall Series and winning one of the events, the Viking Classic in I think it's Louisiana, down south in Annandale or something like that. But he's again trying to salvage another winless season on the PGA Tour by winning this event. One last note on this leaderboard, and it's a local note. Mark Ternessa, a Palm Beach County resident, member at Bear Lakes Country Club, as well as Dye Preserve, he missed the cut here. He is the defending champion of this event. He won it last year, missing the cut as a defending champion here in Vegas. So, two-way tie at the top, Piercy and Campbell leading at 17 under par. Martin Laird, one shot back in third at minus 16. And that is your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.